Welcome to another wonderful episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about something you may not like. Power consumption. I know. I hear a couple of you sighing a heavy sigh. A couple of you are probably nodding your heads, and several of you probably just said some words that Mama certainly wouldn't approve of. My first guest is Gordon Hands of Lattice Semiconductor. Gordon and I are jumping into the ultra-low power pool with both feet. And I'm betting we come up with some pretty small programmable logic devices in our teeth. Or something like that. My guest today is Gordon Hands, Director of Marketing at Lattice Semiconductor. Thank you so much for joining me today, Gordon.
Hey, it's good to be here, Amelia.
So, Gordon, I'm hearing a lot about ultra-low density from Lattice these days, and Lattice is also saying they've got the world's smallest FPGAs. What the heck is that all about?
So really what this is about Lattice's focus on solving real-world problems.
Okay.
So what we've found as we go out and talk to the customers and engineers that we work with is that a lot of people are really looking for solutions that aren't the largest or the fastest FPGAs out there.
Right.
They're looking for very cost-effective solutions.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for very small form factor solutions. And they're also looking for very low-power solutions, particularly for folks that are doing handheld equipment, whether it be handheld medical devices,
sure,
maybe
yeah.
some handheld industrial, or doing designs in the consumer electronics.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So how big are these things? What are you talking about small here?
So when we're talking about small, we can measure that on a whole number of dimensions. So first, in terms of the physical size,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about devices that are 2.5 by 2.5 millimeters.
Whoa.
So really tiny from physical size.
Yeah.
We're talking about devices that when you buy them in high volume can be incredibly cost effective. So the pricing can be starting at 50 cents.
Phew. Okay.
And we're talking about devices that have very low static power, so static power starting at about 20 microwatts.
Wow.
With these kind of devices, you get about 384 lookup tables.
Wow.
So you get a reasonable amount of logic to start to do some functions.
Sure. So wait a second. You said 2 millimeters on a side? That's pretty gosh darn small, Gordon. You could sneeze and lose your entire design on the floor. Heck, I think I've had ice cream sprinkles bigger than that. What can you do with these little things?
Great question. So first, I hope you don't lose your chips.
Yes.
That's for sure. The good news is that they're certainly cheap enough, so if you lose one or two, that shouldn't be too much of a
there
problem.
There you go.
But what we're seeing is just a whole variety of functions that people are cramming into these devices.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of people solving application processor and microprocessor connectivity problems.
Ah, all right.
We've got another class of people that are really solving problems to do with implementing timing critical designs along with their microcontrollers.
Ah.
Simple hardware acceleration.
Sure, that makes sense.
And then the last area is we're seeing kind of what's traditionally been a very strong application for PLDs, which is interface bridging. You know, people have got a component with interface X, and they need to talk to something with interface Y, and we can sit in the middle and make that translation for folks.
That makes sense. All right, I think the theme I'm hearing here is the world's smallest FPGA is really tiny with a really tiny price and consumes a really tiny amount of power. Is that about the size of it?
You got it. That's exactly what we're doing. You know, at Lattice, we kind of have a vision for programmability. So, you know, we like to think about a world where cost and power and size are really critical.
Mm-hmm.
And how the heck do we enable people to innovate in that world? How can they get the flexibility of FPGAs when they care about cost or they care about power or they care about size?
Right. All right, Gordon. That's really cool. So, outside of Lattice, what do you do with your free time?
There is no free time.
No.
Yeah, inside Lattice, you know, inside the team here, you know, we take every living breath trying to figure out how people can use these programmable logic devices in new cool applications. Actually, it's pretty darn exciting. You're starting to see these things crop up in all kinds of things, you know, cell phones,
mm-hmm.
cameras, of course, larger pieces of equipment. It's just fun to see.
Very cool. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Gordon. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
And likewise, thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
My next guest is none other than Alf Bogan, CMO at Energy Micro. I know, I'm hearing you loud and clear. Wait a second, Amelia, that name rings a bell. Well, yes, folks, it should. Alf is one of the co-inventors of the AVR microcontroller, and he came onto my show a while back to discuss the newest advances in the AVR MCU family. But this time, he's got a new title, a new company, and a whole new set of bragging rights. Energy Micro prides itself on helping facilitate the lowest power embedded designs in our industry. So let's talk to Alf and find out how they do it. My guest today is Alf Bogan, CMO at Energy Micro. Thank you so much for joining me today, Alf.
Thank you. Thank you for interviewing me.
So first off, for my audience who doesn't know, what does Energy Micro do?
So we do energy-friendly microcontrollers and radios based on the ARM core. So we do 32-bit microcontrollers, and we also have a range of very, very energy-efficient radios coming out soon.
Great. So let's talk more about this energy-friendly, energy efficiency. What do you mean exactly by that?
So the important thing is how much energy a system uses over time. I mean, power consumption at one small point of time doesn't really matter so much, right? It's how much the system uses over time that's important. So that's why we focus on energy more than the power consumption terms, because it makes more sense in a system. So the important thing basically is that you need an efficient processor that can go to sleep as much as possible, and needs to be able to wake up quickly, but also that the peripherals can operate and coordinate among themselves without having to bother the CPU, right? So that's the basic thing. I mean, our family, product family is called the Gecko, and we are inspired from the Gecko, from the nature, that you can see that it's completely into sleep, and it's really extremely low energy when it sleeps, but it wakes up instantly if something happens around. So it senses everything when it's sleeping, right? But it wakes up so quickly and it disappears, right? So that's what we try to replicate in silicon.
I like it. So tell me more about your end products, end users. What's the story there?
Since we focus on low energy, we, of course, attract a lot of customers with applications that are battery powered. And electronic wearables and digital fitness, this kind of equipment is very critical, the energy efficiency, but also home automation and all those things where you want a long battery lifetime. So we work with the customers to optimize on a system level so they can have the longest possible battery lifetime on their systems.
Okay, so recently, Alf, I saw a press release about your new university program with ARM. Tell my audience more about that.
Yeah, so together with ARM, we launched yesterday a university program where we not only sell them kits, right, because that's what everyone does, but we also have pre-made lectures and pre-made material to teach the students about energy-efficient designs with the ARM core. And also the kits that we are using, which is also the standard kits that everyone can get, has energy monitoring on board. So we don't only simulate energy efficiency, but we measure the current in hardware, so you know exactly what your system is using. And you can link that directly back to the source code, so you can see exactly which line of code was causing this energy peak or current consumption peak. So we want the students to learn about that and think energy efficiency from day one.
That's fantastic. So Alf, the last time you were on my show, we talked a bit about your love of mountain biking. And I hear while you're in the Bay Area, you've been doing a lot of mountain biking. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I try to bike as much as I can. I lived here for a couple of years, right? So I still have my road bike and my mountain bike here. So 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm up in the trails before meetings and weekends. So I have a couple of hours on my bike this week already.
Awesome. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Alf. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much.
All right, all right. It's time for a little nerdy giveaway, my friends. This week, I've got an NXP LPC Expresso development board courtesy of our good friends at Newark Element 14. The LPC Expresso is a low-cost, web-enabled development platform for the NXP LPC ARM processor family of microcontrollers. The LPCX Expresso features an easy-to-use interface and supports the complete product design cycle, providing an end-to-end development solution. The software consists of an enhanced Eclipse-based IDE, a GNU-C compiler, linker, libraries, and an enhanced GDB debugger. The hardware consists of an LPC Expresso development board, which has an LPC LPC Link debug interface and an NXP-LPC ARM-based microcontroller target. The LPC Expresso is an end-to-end solution enabling embedded designers. The LPCX Expresso is an end-to-end solution, enabling embedded engineers to develop their applications from initial evaluation to final production. So, if you want more information about this super awesome kit, check out the link on this week's Fish Fry page entitled Ultra Low Power Strikes Again on eejournal.com. But if you want to win one of these super awesome kits for your very own, head on over to element14.com/fishfry to enter. Or you can just click that link on this week's Fish Fry page that says, enter to win an NXP LPC Expresso development board courtesy of Newark Element 14. It's really easy. You should go there now. And if you didn't know already, you should really check out EE Journal on Facebook at Facebook/EE Journal and on Twitter at EE Journal TFM. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I should attend, or maybe you're at the Design Automation Conference next month and you'd like me to come visit you, or maybe you know of a really great geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of May 3rd, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.